She's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
Prior to the text, Jesus has realized that the Pharisees has heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John. The Message Bible says that they were keeping account. But Jesus didn't baptize anybody. His disciples did. So he leaves Judea, and the Bible says departed again into Galilee. Well, with that phrase, departed again, that means that he's been in Galilee before. You know, that was at Cana of Galilee that at the wedding party, the wine ran out. And Jesus told them to fill 6 dirty water pots with water. And between the sipping and the dipping, ordinary water became wine. There's more in Jesus' water, more in Jesus' well than just wine, just water. Can I get a witness this morning? Here now, this woman is here. Jesus has left Judea. Man, he's here alone with this woman, and she's here at noonday all alone. Now, the custom was that the ladies would come together early in the morning in the cool of the day, and now they would draw water and chit-chat. In other words, they would draw water and do a little gossiping. Huh? Men's do it too. Now, don't think y'all owns one gossip. And I just believe in my Holy Ghost imagination that was some time that they would get together and say, "Child, did you hear about my neighbor? Somebody else has got her hook. And she done been around the world 5 times. Here now she done took somebody else's hook. I don't want to have nothing to do with her." Yeah, child, I don't want to have nothing to do with her. You know how we say it. So that made her be isolated, a social outcast that nobody wanted to be around her. But thank God for Jesus. Jesus didn't have a problem with being around her because he had something that could change her life. And I come to tell you this morning, Jesus can still change lives this day. He says in the text that I must need to go through Samaria. Yeah. And in that day and time, the Jew wouldn't be caught talking to a woman, not long going through Samaria. They would go out of their way to Galilee to keep from going through Samaria because of the path the Assyrian army had invaded, and they had intermingled and married Jews. And here now they was called, you know, they was called the outcasts, social outcasts. But Jesus starts a conversation. with this woman. He says to her, give me, the Message Bible says, give me a drink of water. He opens the dialogue talking about water. Well, that's interesting because the woman came to the well for water. She didn't come to the well to meet Jesus. She wasn't seeking Jesus. She didn't even know who Jesus was. Because she answers and she says that you're a Jew. Jews don't have anything to do with the Samaritans. Here we have a confrontation. Conversation leads to a confrontation. And in this we can see that when we are seeking the lost, we need to start where they are. Sometimes we lose them because we start talking about the Bible that they may not be familiar with. But they may know something about the basketball playoff that's coming up tonight. Huh? And if so, we can start talking about that. And easily bring Jesus in. And that's what he does here. But there's a confrontation. But because of Jesus' presence here, we see the tragedy of her ignorance. Yes. For she saw Jesus as just another man. Yes. But Jesus breaks several barriers. He breaks a racial barrier, Jews and Gentiles. And
right.
He also breaks a sexual barrier. He's talking to this Samaritan woman at 12 noon in the public. And a Jew wouldn't be caught dead talking to a Samaritan woman in the public. He breaks territorial barriers because he's in Samaria where the Jews will not go. Jesus still breaking barriers with his fountain of life. And in this text right there, you can see that there is freedom in his water. Freedom in his well. Jesus tells the woman, if you knew the generosity of God and who I am, you would be asking me for a drink.
Yeah.
And I would give you fresh living water. She said, sir, she's confused. Conversation, confrontation, now confusion. She said, well, you ain't got nothing to draw. You don't have no bucket. And this well is deep. In other words, she's saying, you can't just reach in there with a cup. You got to have a bucket to let down in the century that would catch the rainwater and hold it.
Yeah.
But what she didn't understand was that Jesus was not talking about physical water. But he was talking about spiritual water. He says that when you drink this water, you're going to still be thirsty.
Yeah.
And I come by to tell you, my darling, when you drink the water of the world, you will be thirsty. When you drink the water of sin, you will be thirsty.
Yes.
And to be thirsty means you need more.
Yes.
If you drink the water of lies, you will be thirsty. Because when you tell one lie, you have to tell another one to cover that up.
Yes.
If you drink the water of dishonesty, you will still be thirsty because nothing in the world can quench your thirst like Jesus.
Yes.
I've been thirsty before in life. And I drank a cold drink, I was still thirsty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I drank some juice, I'm still thirsty.
Yes.
When you are really thirsty, only water will quench your thirst. And when you are thirsty spiritually, only God will quench your thirst through the Word and the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Conversation, confrontation, confusion. And here now, this is the bummer. Jesus says to her, he started with water. He said, now, go get your husband and come back.
Yeah.
Now, he started with water.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Now, he's dealing with her wickedness. Huh? He's getting deep. She said the well was deep. Jesus is getting deep here now. He's getting into her affairs. And folks come to the church and say, the preacher ain't got no business getting meddling in my business. That's what the word is for.
Well,
to get you out of the mess that you're in.
Yeah.
Jesus is dealing with her wickedness. Right. See, before you can worship God, you got to drink from the fountain of life.
Yes.
The word of God. Yes. And then you got to deal with your wickedness.
Yes.
No matter how good you is, some bad is in you.
Yes.
No matter how bad you is, some good is in you.
Yes.
He said, now go get your husband.
Yes.
But look here. She says, I don't have no husband. He said, I know. And that Bristol that you with now? That rooster that you got now? That rooster that you got now? That ain't your husband. And you done had five. See, the women hated her, but the brothers loved her. Five. And the one you got now ain't yours. Here we see a confession that she says, he's right. And here we see where the truth will set you free. She was truthful with Jesus. He started with water. Now he's dealing with her wickedness. Yeah, yeah. Bible tells us that if we confess our sins, he is faithful, just, and will forgive our sins, that's plural now, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There's more than water in Jesus' well. There's forgiveness in Jesus' well. There's confession in Jesus' well. And I'll get a witness here this morning. In the text we see that there's freedom in Jesus' well. Conversion in Jesus' well. Conviction in Jesus' well. There's more than just water in Jesus' well. Well, she says she admits that she's done wrong. Just from Jesus telling her, go get your husband and come back. Jesus said in the 19th verse, sir, the woman said, I can see that you're a prophet. Now it's time to worship. Started with water. Water, we went to her wickedness. Now we're dealing with worship. She said, well, now we got to go to the mountain to worship God. Jews got to go to Jerusalem. Jesus said, you're right when you say that. But Jesus said, but believe me, mama, there will be a time coming when you will worship the Father neither on the mountain nor in Jerusalem. It ain't got nothing to do with the place. You don't have to wait till you come to the church to worship God.
No.
You can worship God at home.
Yes.
You can worship God in your car. You can worship God in the yard. Wherever you are, you can worship God because he's present. He has nowhere to go, nor nowhere to come from. And while he's going back to where he come from.
Yeah.
Say, there come a day right now. There gonna come a day. We worship. What we do know for salvation is from the Jews. And really what he's saying, salvation is from Jesus.
Yes.
You got to come by me to be saved. And you don't have to go up on the mountain. You don't have to go to Jerusalem. But right here where you are now, you can be saved.
Yeah.
He says that there'll come a time when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
Yes.
For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. There's worship in Jesus' well.
Yes.
He said in spirit. Therefore, that means that you got to be saved in order to worship God.
Yeah.
Because God is spirit.
Yeah.
And we worship him in spirit.
Yeah.
So I have to have the Holy Ghost operating in me that I can worship God.
Yeah.
Can't worship God if you're not saved.
Amen.
This woman have given her testimony.
Yeah.
She have given her confession. She has been converted with Christ.
Yeah.
Now she can worship. She thought it was a place, but it's a person. It ain't the place. It's the person that we worship.
Yeah.
We worship Jesus.
Yeah.
He's worthy to be worshipped.
Yes, yes, he is.
That's what he's telling her. And in truth, in other words, it's being real. Being genuine. Being honest. Just because I holler don't mean I'm worshiping God. I might be hollering because my sins have flashed in front of me. If I had one of them over here rejected right now and put it on the wall, I'd be out here first. And I believe somebody's going to follow me. I'll be out here for you. It's just a little bit of stuff come up there that Jesus knows about. Come on now. I don't think I'm gonna be outside by myself either.
Oh, that's right.
So worshiping God and praising God is more than an emotional thing. And it can be emotional. I'm not trying to tell you how to worship. Some people cry when they worship God. Some people make a noise when they worship God. Some people speak in tongues when they worship God. Your way of wishing God is your way of wishing God. Amen. But what I'm saying is that you have to be born again for it to be real.
Yeah.
That's all that I'm saying.
Yeah.
You see, we got to worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's what he's looking for. Yeah. Yeah. God is spirit. And if we're going to worship him, it has to be in spirit and in truth. And the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
As I come to a close,
yes,
if you keep on reading,
yes,
we started talking about water, Jesus
yes
did. Then we dealt with her wickedness.
Yes.
And that let us know that we got to deal with our wickedness,
yes,
our sinfulness,
yes,
before we can worship God.
Yes.
Now we're worshiping. And we have to do it in spirit and in truth. We know she was real because she admitted she had done wrong.
Yeah.
She could have lied and said that her husband, that she did have a husband.
Yeah.
But she said, I don't have no husband.
Yeah.
But the point now, she becomes a witness.
Yeah.
See, when you worship God, truth, and in the spirit,
yeah,
you will find yourself witnessing.
Yeah.
She left a water pot.
Yeah.
She came for water. But she left the pot at Jacob's well.
Yeah.
And I know she needed some water out of Jacob's well.
Yeah.
But she got so full of Jesus' water,
yeah,
that she forgot all about Jacob's water.
Yeah.
Went to town and began to witness. And if you notice, she went to tell everybody, come see a man that told me all about myself. Jesus didn't tell her everything. But he told her enough. That's why I say if I put that thing on the wall, it wouldn't have to be everything I'd done. Just one thing would send us out of here crying out, what must I do to be saved? She witnessed, and the men cried out. We believe now, not because of what you said, but because now we see him for ourselves. You got to see Jesus for yourself. Even though somebody may witness to you, but you got to see him for yourself. There's more than water in Jesus' well. There's peace in Jesus' well. There's life in Jesus' well. There's joy in Jesus' well. Yes, it is. There's knowledge in Jesus' well. Yes, it is. There's grace in Jesus' well. Yes, it is. There's mercy in Jesus' well. There's compassion in Jesus' well. So glad, because what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago, he went about doing good and thought not of himself. He healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, touched the lepers, and they were cleansed. Ain't he all right? Jesus went to Calvary one Friday. There's forgiveness in Jesus' well. He cried, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. He prayed,
for us at the cross with nails in his hands and nails in his feet. They speared him in his side. Yes, they did. They crushed the crown of thorns on his brow. Yes, they did. He never said a mourning word. He died, didn't he did? He died, didn't he did? Till the earth became darkened. He died, till the Roman soldier cried, surely this is the Son of God. He died in my place, and he died in your place. He died for my sin, and he died for your sin. He died that we have a right to the tree of life. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. They laid him in a borrowed tomb. Friday night, he stayed right there. Saturday, he stayed right there. But early, Mark said it was still dark. He got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And all right, and all right, he's my rock of ages. He's my bright and morning star. He's my captain of my salvation. He's my shelter in a storm. He's my battle axe in a war. He's my burden bearer. He's my joy when I'm lonely. He's my peace when I'm down. He's my, oh yes he is, and he can be yours this morning. If you're lost, come to Jesus. He got more than water in his world. He's got salvation. He's got sanctification. He's got justification. And he all right, and he all right. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. The joy, the joy, the joy, the joy we have as we tarry alone. Good evening, my Lolly. Hold on, hold on to God's unchanging hand. If you don't hear me no more, I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to beauty land. I know he's all right. He saved my soul. He'll save your soul. He's all right. I know it all right. If you know my Jesus, say yeah. 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 He's all right. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Doors of the church is open. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. You know, at the midnight hour, you get so lonely and burdened down, but you know he's a burden bearer. Walk with me, Lord.
when my friends are gone. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. You walked with my mother, Lord, walk with me. You walked with my mother, oh, walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. You walked with my father, Lord, walk with me. You walked with my father, walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Yeah, Lord. Guide my feet. Thank you, Brother Brown. My feet.
I lost my sister.
And that got me thinking about a lot of things. Losing her and losing her so fast. I know that there ain't no time or place when death might come. But you got four women here trying to raise a boy. And we don't hardly know nothing about raising a boy because we are not a man. We can do the best that we can. But I'm trying to raise this child so he can be a good man.